Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots. Tanu Rabbanan. So we just mentioned this idea of the 40 years in the desert, the Ruach Tzifonis not blowing, and that's the reason why Am Yisrael didn't do Bris Milah, one of the reasons possibly. So the Gemara picks up on this for a second, and then we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Osan Arbaim Shana Shehayi Yisrael B'Midbar. For all 40 years in Am Yisrael in the Midbar, lo haya yom shelo nashva ba ruach tzavonis. There was no day on which the northern wind didn't blow. B'chatzia laila, at midnight. Shenemar, v'hi b'chatzia laila, v'ashem hika kol b'chor. So how do I know there was no day of the entire year, of the entire years where the northern wind didn't blow at midnight? Because the pasuk says that at midnight, that's when Hashem killed the Bechor. So someone asked Akasha, what are we talking about? What does one have to do with the other? Also, the Gemara just told us that the reason they didn't do Bris Milah is because the Ruach Tzifonis didn't blow the whole 40 years. Like, what is it? So we just told it doesn't blow at all, and now we're told that, no, it blew every single night at midnight. And how do I know? From a pasuk that has nothing to do with the Ruach Tzifonis at all. So says Gemara, my Talmudah, what do you come to teach me? Hakamashlon, the ace ratzon milsahi. Come to teach you that the idea of an ace ratzon, that there are certain times that are more, potent for the Ribbono Shalom to have mercy. So that's a real thing. So look at Rashi. Ace ratzon milsahi. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in the skinny lines on the right side. Vekevan da chatzos halayla ace ratzon havai na makos b'chor. Since the chatzi halayla, or chatzos was an ace ratzon for makos b'choros. So Havai Nami Ace Ratzon Ruach Tzifonis. So it must be that this time of midnight or halachic midnight. If it was the time that Makas Bechoros took place, it's a time of tremendous rachamim from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He took care of our enemies. So it must also be the right time that the Ruach Tzifonis will blow. But Ein Lecha Yom Sheruach Tzifonis Ein Min Hashavas Ba B'Chatzi Alad. Meaning this is the time when all good stuff goes on. This is when it's a potent time for goodness from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So must be that was the time when the Ruach Tzifonis blew. And Rashi points out, Bezayah similar to David, right? That was David HaMelech, the same thing. But Kinor, Talui lo lamala mimitaso, right? He kept some type of stringed instrument, a harp or a violin or something, some stringed instrument he hung above his bed, right? V'nikva klape tzafon, and it faced the north. Kevin Shigia Chatzos Halala Ruach Tzifonis Min Hashavas Bo Umenage Me'ila Vehu Ne'ar. So it would be sitting in a place where when the Ruach Tzifonis would blow, it would make a noise. There's like the first alarm clock, right? And it would make noise at midnight. So David would get up and he would start to daven, etc., and learn, right? We know Tikkun Chatzos, the idea of saying Slichos at Chatzos, all those things. I'm sorry, I said the word Slichos. I apologize. But the idea being that Chatzos Halala is this special time. Fine. V'hai den lakar hacha, arbaim shana, why is it mentioned 40 years? L'mar lakha shafilu osa mem shana den ezufin hayu. The point being that even the 40 years where they were like, Hashem was not happy with them. V'lo nashva lahu b'yamim, and it didn't blow during the day. Right? That was like the whole point. It was like, it didn't blow during the day. They couldn't do it. Bris Milah. It was like so terrible. Even then, right? Nevertheless, even the 40 years it didn't blow at a normal, during the day, it actually would blow at midnight. So, like, even that's how powerful, Chatzos Halala is for Am Yisrael. So you might ask, why didn't they do Bris Milah at midnight? I don't know. But we'll have to see. Maybe we have to do it. We're going to talk about Bris Milah day and night as we move along. So we'll see. But anyways, that's what this is all about. Good. Okay, now, like I said, back to our regular conversations here. Amr Rav Huna, back in the Gemara now. So Amr Rav Huna, first word in line is Milsa. So it says Gemara, Amr Rav Huna, Devar Torah, Mashuch, Ochel, Betruma, Umidivreim, Gazur, Allah, Mimpesh, Nir, Ka'aral. So what about a person who is Mashuch means that the person had a Bris Milah, but then they do some type of like, there's something, there wasn't just something they did in the times of the Gemara. They have stories like this in times of, when the Assyrian Greeks were in charge in Eretz Yisrael, and many of the Jews became assimilated. So they would like do like this like pseudo surgery to sort of like pull the foreskin back over. So it'd be like they looked like they were Ariel again. It looked like they hadn't had a Bris Milah. They had a Bris Milah, but it would look like as if they didn't. So Mashuch means like they pulled it over. So what happens if a person has that status of mashuch? Are they allowed to eat truma or not? Are they like an aril? They're not like an aril. So Rav Huna says, no, mashuch is midaraisa. He can eat truma. He had a bris mila, but midivrayim, but midirabanan, they made a gezeir on him. Why? Because he looks like he's an aril. So therefore, they said he's not allowed to do so. Fine. So that's Gemara Meisva. Not so fast. Mashuch tzarech sheyimo. Right. We have a Tosefta in Shabbos which says someone who's a mashuch, so they have to do bris mila, right? So they have to do bris mila. So if that's true, it sounds like we're saying that midaraisa, right? It's no good. It's not just like midivrei and midigzera, but he's got to do mila. Sounds like they even midakaradin he needs to. Whereas no midirabanan. No, they might just tzarech sheyimo. Meaning midirabanan he has to do a mila, but that's not a contradiction. Or you can tell me that midir rabbanan they made a gzera that he can't eat truma, and midir rabbanan they said he's got to do mila again. But it doesn't mean that midir raisa, that language of tzarech shima doesn't mean it's that midir raisa it's required. Fine. So it says Gemara with the kari law, my kari law, right? Had tzarech katanis. And now the Gemara says, what was even the havamina? Right? The language is tzarech. Right? Look at Rashi. Had tzarech katani midir rabbanan midlo katani mashuch hareiza orel. Right? If you wanted to say that he was really fundamentally flawed and not able to teach Ruma, you would have just said Mashuch equals Aril. You didn't say that. The fact that the Tosefta says, you know, Mashuch Tzarech Shimo, that itself tells me it's only Midirabanan. So what was even the Havamina that this was a contradiction? So says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you what it means. Katoy b'seifa. He made a mistake when reading the seifa of that same bride. So why? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yimol, mipnesha sakana hula, hilo. So Rabbi Yehuda says, that, so the Reisha says, you know, if he's mashuch, he has to do mila. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. If he's a mashuch, he should not do mila. Why? Because it can be dangerous. Meaning, only so many times a person can do a surgery over there. It could cause, you did it once already, you do a second time, you could start causing problems. So Amr lo, and they responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Amr lo, ba'lo harvei malo, b'mei ben koziva, v'olidu banim, u'banos. There are very many people who did taka have, presumably, a second bris mila in the times of Ben Kosiva. Ben Kosiva was Bar Kochva. V'olidu banim, u'banos, and they had children. Shenem ar himol yimol, filu mea pa'amim. Right? The pasuk says, himol yimol, ko zachar. And that was the language used by Avram Avinu. And the himo yimo, like the multiple language, meaning you could do it many, many times. You could have bris mila many times. And they also said, the pasuk also says that people who don't do bris mila, so they are violating the covenant, meaning that, and that comes to include even the person who is mashuch. So it seems to be that it was fine to do this. Just to explain the bar koziva part, look at Rashi. B'mei ben koziva, what are you talking about? Shemashchum ovdei kochavim be'ones bekrach beta, right? In beta, they were actually required, bar koziva, right, is living after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So they then, the non-Jews were forcing them to do this, to like reverse their bris mila. V'gavra Yad Ben Koziva was successful in defeating them. V'nilcham v'em v'nitzcham u'malach ayitzol shtei shanim u'mechzan. He ruled Am Yisrael for 2.5 years. V'chazru u'malo b'yamav. And then, so then he, when he took over, so they did bris mila again. So that's what I'm talking about. And he's Bar Koziva, Ben Koziva, it's really Bar Kochva, but his name was called Bar Kochva because Rabbi Kiva thought that he was the Mashiach. But that his real name was Ben Koziva. Fine. But the bottom line is that they did it then. Fine. They did this then. Okay. And again, they brought two psukim to show that it was something that was, you know, you could do. Himo yimo, and it's brisi hefer. So my ve'omer, what do you bring me two psukim for? Ve'omer, what do you need a second pasuk for? Ve'chiteima hai himo yimo l'rabos titzinamach v'nesamila. If you want to say the language is double language, himo yimo comes to include, the Gemara always goes back to this concept, titzin makmes amila, that there are certain, you know, parts of the skin that if you don't fold them over, so it's ma'akev, it's the mila is no good. So even though it's not technically the foreskin, it's more parts. We talked about this, I think, just last week. So if you want to say himo yimol is coming to include that, Tashma, Esprey Fair, the rabbis is a mashach. Meaning there, that's why I have a second pasuk, Esprey Fair, to teach me also the mashach, the person who reversed the bris mila. So who's savar? So again, so what's it all talking about? So this all goes back to the confusion, right? Who savar me the kanasiv la hashas krud daraisi? Ah, so the implication was we use the language of himo yimol. So the implication was the fact that they're learning out this idea of that a mashach tzarach sheyimol, right? The fact that the language they are used was, we said tzarach sounds like a derabanan language. Then just, yeah, but the Gemara in its further conversation uses the language uses a pasuk from the Torah, right? Himol yimol. Oh, so it sounds like this is a drasha midaraisa. So he thought that tzarach in the language was tzarach, which implies derabanan. Since it used a pasuk, it implied it was midaraisa. Velohi, but it was not true. Midarabanan ukras machtabam. But really, it was just it just implies a dinderabanan, and the pasuk is simply an asmachta. And by the way, this pasuk is a pasuk from Avraham Avinu, right? It's a pasuk from before Mount Tabor also. So another reason to recognize it's an asmachta and not the ikarid. Fine. So this original attack again, we had said, Rav Huna had said that midaraisa a mashach can eat truma, but midarabanan he can't. We don't right now have any the attack we brought on that approach is not an attack, but we're going to try a new one. Mesudeh, bring another one. Tumtum, right? Tumtum is an individual who has no genitalia revealed, so we don't know. As opposed to a drogonos, which has both. So tumtum has no genitalia revealed, which means we don't know if it's male or female, if they're male or female, and which means if they are male, they definitely didn't have a bris milah. Right, so that's why tumtum is going to be a status of an arel because it doesn't have definitely didn't have a bris mila. It was a suffix arel, and we'll see because it doesn't have definitely didn't have a bris mila if that's something that this individual required. So meisvei tumtum ein ochel betruma. A tumtum on their own is not allowed to eat truma, right? Because they're suffix arel. Noshav va'avadav, but the tumtum's wife and avadim ochlin, they're allowed to eat truma. Moshoch v'nola keshu mahul, someone who had a bris mila and was reversed, or someone who's born with a bris mila, right? Hare elu ochlin, those individuals are allowed to eat truma. Okay, androgynous. Right? Now, androgynous is an individual who has, we mentioned, has both male and female genitalia. Ochel b'truma ve'ein ochel b'kachim. They're allowed to eat truma and they're not allowed to eat kachim. Tumtum eino ochel lo b'truma v'lo b'kachim. And a tumtum doesn't eat truma or kachim. If you're wondering why tumtum is included again in the list, the Gemara itself is going to address this fact that it's brought up a second time. We'll look at Rashi. Tumtum eino ochel b'truma. It's right across the way from where we are in the Gemara. Shema imhaya nikra yimsa zachar. Right? If you would nikra language of rip, would open up. I mean, they would do a surgery and, uncover the genitalia, maybe if he turned out he's a male, v'harehi oral, then in which case he's not the nevers mila. Nasha v'avadav l'kam v'farish nasha l'metumtum. You know, the Gemara explain how can this person have a wife? What's going on here? So androgynous mahul, right? If it's an androgynous who's mahul, mutal l'chabat shuma mimanav shach, right? Because either way, bein shu ish, bein shu isha, bein shu bir yavfizay atzma. The conversation is an androgynous a male, is an androgynous a female, is an androgynous its own status. Right. Nevertheless, Zaro Shal Kohenu. Right. He's still the child of a Kohen. Either he's a female and he doesn't need a bris mila, or he's a male and he had bris mila. So either way, but Einocha Bekachim says Rashi Bekachim Kadoshim Kamari Kigon Chatas Vashem Vishar Minachos. Why Shein Nachalin El Zichrei Kahuna Bezes Safek Ishu. Right. So you can't eat Kachim because you have to be a male in order to have Kachim, and this androgynous is Safek, male or female. Fine. Okay, so nevertheless, go back to the Gemara. So Gemara brought us this whole braisa here, and I think it's a Tosefta also. Sorry, and it says continues Gemara as follows: Ketani Mias. But nevertheless, what did we see in this Tosefta? Ketani Mias Mashuch v'nola kashu mahol hare elu ochlin. Right, a mashuch, right, and someone born mahol, but for our purposes, mashuch hare elu ochlin. They'll have to eat, right. So that's that seems clear. There was no gzeir at all. Rashi says, "Alma lo gazer aleha, lo gazer aleha." Right? It's clear there was no gzeir on them at all. And so says the Gemara, "Tiyufta de Rafuna, tiyufta." No problem. So just Rafuna is wrong. Clearly, Rafuna is wrong. This Tosefta proves that he's incorrect, and so Rafuna is rejected. So Rafuna had said that midaraisa mashuch Could he truma b'midrabanan? We made a gzeir on them. The answer is Rav Huna is mistaken, and really the Sefer proves that he's wrong, and that a mashuch, while he's supposed to reverse what he did, nevertheless is permitted to eat truma. Okay. So let's go back now to Tumtum. So Amar Mar, Tumtum eino ocha b'truma. So Mar said, a Tumtum is not allowed to eat truma. Nasha v'avadav ochlim, but his wives and avayim can't eat truma. So it's questions to ask the Gemara. Nasha v'latumtum inale. What does this mean that the Tumtum has a wife? What is that referring to? So ilim the kaddish. If you want to say this individual performed kiddushin, desanya, because we learned it up right, said tumtum shakidesh kiddusha of kiddushin, that a tumtum that does kiddushin, it works. Niskadesh kiddusha of kiddushin, and also if, again, it can go in either direction, right? The tumtum can be the one being mekad doing the kiddushin, or the one having kiddushin done to them. Depends on the male or female, we don't know. Right? So a tumtum who does kiddushin, the kiddushin works. And Niskadesh, if the Tumtum had a man do Kiddushin with them, also Kiddush of Kiddushin. Okay, the Kiddushin works. So if you want to say, oh, so what happened here? What do you mean Nashav? Nashav is clear. The case was that this individual was Mikadesh, a woman. So Ima da Amar Lachumra, Lakula Miyarmina. No, when we say Kiddush of Kiddushin, it means that we require a get, etc. I mean, that we're Choshesh, that maybe it's Kiddushin because, you know, this is a serious business. So if the Tumtum does something that has a chalos midaraisa, and they're suffic man, suffic woman, so you have to put, you know, play that out, you know, lachumra, that they require a get, etc. But to but lakula miyam rinan, we never said that to be makel to allow, oh, now that you had a kiddushin, now you can go ahead and eat truma. No, not so fast. Miyam rinan, like the kula miyam rinan, suffic ishu, vein isha, mikadesh is isha, right? A woman can't marry a woman, right? So that's impossible here. So obviously it's only meant lachumra that rechoshesh, for maybe the person was a man and we have to take care of it. But to allow somebody to eat truma, we never do so. So Amar Abaye, kishebeitzav nikaros mibachutz. What's the case? This is not real tumtum. I mean, it is tumtum, but it's different. What's the difference? That the individual's testicles are showing from outside the body. The membranes had to pull apart, and that's what that much is showing. So the person's Aver is not, so they can't have. They didn't have a bris mila. They're for sure an aral, right? But you know for sure that they're a man. So therefore, it's not a classic case of tumtum, which is really safik isha, because we know that this individual is a man. But nevertheless, because that part of their body is not revealed, so they're not able to have a bris mila. In which case, they're for sure an aral. So that's why in that scenario the tumtum, you know, that his wives and avadim can eat truma. The answer is it's not really tumtum anymore. That's the only thing. Once you change the case, so it's not really, it is tumtum, but it's not a chiddush about tumtum per se. It's any individual who you know that they're a man, but they can't have a bris mila, right? That's really what we're talking about. Fine. So that's the answer Rava gives. So Amar that's the answer Abaya gives. So Rava Amar no. Rava says different shot. Rava Amar, my nashav imo, was not talking about his wives, right? Because obviously, the tumtum cannot have a wife. That's not gonna work. Lakula to allow the wife to eat truma. That's impossible. So, and by the way, why would Rava reject Abaya's answer? Probably for the exact reason we said, because it's not no longer really a din in tumtum. It just became you made the case, much more global. It's any individual who knows a man, they can't have bris mila. So Rava says that's not what it means. So Rava says, when you say that the Tumtum's Nashav can eat Truma, that's not his wives, but his mother. Okay? So Imo Pshita, that's obvious his mother can eat Truma. Why is it obvious his mother can eat Truma? Because if this Tumtum is a Kohen, right, as we mentioned before, so any mother of a child, right, a woman was married to a Kohen and had a child, and that child is alive, so the mother eats Truma. So obviously, so it doesn't matter if the child is a Tumtum and a drunkenness, it doesn't make a difference. The child is a child of a Kohen. As long as the individual is a child of a Kohen, so then the mother eats. So the Gemara says, "Ima pshita." That's obvious. What's the chiddush of telling me ima, and also hiding it by calling it nashav? So ma the same. So what I might have thought, molid ma'achil she'ain molid einu ma'acha. I might think that the children who allow the mother to eat truma are only the children who are able to themselves to have children. But if the child himself is not able to have children, so then maybe the mother doesn't eat truma on their behalf. Kamashmalan. So comes this Tosefta to teach me that no, that even though the child is a tumtum and never was going to be able to have children, nevertheless, the mother still eats truma on account of them.
I would have said if the father died and now the mother is just with the children.
That would be the chiddush, right? But I guess we're assuming that din is more obvious that we know that halacha already. That the mother that's the whole point, right? Is that the point of it? I think that's because the child allowing the mother to eat truma, that's always when the father died, right? So that's the chiddush, is that that's always the chiddush of child, how child helps, because otherwise she eats on account of her husband,
right?
So I might have thought that now the father died and I have a child. Yeah, but the child isn't molded. The child can't have his own children. So maybe now maybe then I would be choshesh, that they can't. So come hashmala that no, even the tumtum and the drugonis are going to allow that. Fine. Rashi, my tumtum. Molin Machel, yeah, look at Rashi. Molin is a third of the wide lines in the bottom. Molin Machel, es imo betruma, the daikinan la, vialid be, very good. Vialid beso, beroy laholid kamashman, right? The havamina comes from a pasuk, very good. That's yalid beso, right? Which really means, by the way, yalid beso just means, right, someone who is born in their family, right? Just means a child, right? The havamina is, so maybe yalid beso means also if they're only able to be molded. That's the havamina. Kamash Mulan, then no, there's nothing to do with that. As long as they're a viable child, allows the mother to teach him. Fine. Okay. Next. Tashma. Tumtum eina ochel, lo betruma, v'lo bekachim. So the tumtum doesn't eat truma, and the tumtum doesn't eat kachim. So bishlam ala baye, tana reach. So according to Abaye, let's remember who we are here. So according to Abaye, right? Bishlam Abaye, tana reisha arel. Vadai the Katani Seifa Suffik Ariel. Right? So what the Gemara is really getting at right now is what's going on right now in this Tosefta, right? The Tosefta had told us, right, Tumtum doesn't eat Truma, but his wives and his Avadim do. And then at the end it tells us, right, Tumtum doesn't eat Truma, but or Kachin. Right? Right, because then we said that Androgynous eats Truma, but not kachim, and a tumtum doesn't need truma or kachim. So the real the implied question right now is, what do you need both for? Right? What do you need both? Right? But if depending on who you are, it might make more sense. So if you are Abaye, right, and Abaye says that what's the case of tumtum, right? Because again, we said what's the case of nashav, right? So Abaye said, oh, the case is that the tumtum really, again, we said you could see his beitzim, right? So you knew he's a male, right? So according to Abaye, if that's the tumtum we're talking about, so tani reisha arel vadai, right? So I get it. So the original tumtum was for sure an arel, right? The katani seifa suffik arel, right? And so you tell me, oh, so the tumtum who's for sure he's a man. Right, you know for sure he's a male, in which case you know for sure he's an Ariel, right? Because he's a man who doesn't have a bris milah. So you're telling me, so he, right? Bishlam Abaye Tana Reisha Ariel Vadai Ukatani Seifa Suffik Ariel, right? So you're telling me an Ariel Vadai doesn't need truma, right? And now you're telling me, by the way, even a Suffik also doesn't need truma. That's already a chiddush you're telling me, right? The Ariel Vadai, good, okay, but what about the Suffik? Oh no, the suffix also doesn't need truma. Okay, and kachim. That's already a chiddush, right? El Rava tumtum the seifa lamali. Right, according to Rava, if the case is a Rava said it was my nashav imo, right? My nashav imo. Why do you say that? Because it's a real tumtum who really don't know who he is, right? So if you already told me the din of arel, right above, right, that an arel, sorry.
According to Rava, it's only a suffix.
It's all suffix arel. So if you already taught me the suffix RL before, why do you need to teach me the RL Vadai, right? Right? Because the original tumtum is... Just read the whole bit. Tumtum ain't no whole bit. Tumtum, no, she wrote it. Right, Rav Chazan says terms of ena ochel lo b'truma v'lo b'kadshin. Right. So if the because the original right nashav right the case, that was the original that was in the resha. The original case of nashav v'avada was that was the first that was the resha. So if the resha is talking about a vadai tum tum, so I get it. The vadai tum tum can't eat truma anytime b'chiddush. Also, by the way, even a suffix. Right, the last case.
According to Rav,
it made sense. Right. Because the first case, right. I'm just saying, the case of Nasha Vavadov, that's the first case. That's the Resha, right? That's the original case. So that case, that depends how you read that case. Right. If that case is that you know he's a man, right? Okay, so you know he's a Vade Ariel, that the Vade Ariel can't eat Truma. So then, tell me, and by the way, even a regular Tum Tum, who's a Suffolk Ariel, also can't eat Truma and Kajra. Fine, so that's a Chiddush. But if you're a Rava, and the point for our purposes is that Tum Tum in the Resha is also a Suffolk Ariel, so then what's the Chiddush? Right, what are you telling me, second time? So, El Rava, Tum Tum to say, Falami, you're just telling me the same thing a second time. So says the Gemara, no, my Tum Tum, Ariel. No, the second Tum Tum isn't referring to Tum Tum. The second Tum Tum is actually referring to Ariel, a regular Ariel. And that's the Chiddush, right? The original Tum Tum it's a Tum Tum. The second Tum Tum refers to just a Stam Ariel. Okay. So the Gemara said, that's fine, but Hashid Suffolk Ariel Lo Achel, Vade Ariel Achel, it's still the same Kasha, right? If the original case, you'd said the Suffolk Ariel couldn't eat Truma, so then the Vade Ariel, for sure, the obviously can't eat Truma. What's the Chiddush then? So says the Gemara, no, Ma Tam Kama, right? This is a mechanism that the Gemara uses frequently. Ma Tam Kama. Ma Tam Tum Tum Eno Ochel, but Truma, Penesha Suffolk Ariel, who, right? What's the reason why a Tum Tum doesn't eat Truma? Because he's a Suffolk Ariel. The Ariel, Eno Ochel, but Truma, Lobakachim. Right? So just telling me that, our original case of Tum Tum doesn't eat because it's a Suffolk Ariel, and by the way, and that's important, because a real Ariel doesn't need Truma or Kachim. Fine. So Gemara says as follows. So Lema Katanai. Let's just line up this bright and mecholkas. We can stop here. Lema Katanai. So maybe this is like the following mecholkas Tanai. Okay, what's the case? Mashuch v'gershin is gayer kushumal. So you have a mashuch, again, a person who had a bris milah, but reversed it. A gershin is gayer kushumal, or a ger was non-Jewish, but did a gerus after already having been mahol. Right? They were Rashi points out, go on Aravi, the Givonish, in this guy, we had this case before, but Tzarech Lahat is Minad Ambris, right? So a Muslim who did Bris Mila, but not Lashem Mitzvah, so you have to do a Tafas Ambris. So those individuals, so Marshal Gershin is Gaki Shumaho, Vikatan Sha'avar's Mano, or a Katan who was supposed to have Bris Mila on day 8, and the parents didn't do it, Vishara Kol Nimulim, and anyone else who already had Bris Mila, Li Suye, Misha Yeshlo Shte Orlo, so someone has two foreskins, fine. So Eina Nimulin Elabayom. They all have to have Bris Mila done only during the day. Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon Omer Bizmano Ein Nimulin Elabayom. Shelo Bizmano Nimulin Bayom Uvalayla. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon says, no, then it's Bizman. So then the Mila has to happen during the day. But if it's Shelo Bizman, so you can have the Mila even during the night. Okay. My love, Bahakim Miflagi, the Mar Savar Mashuch Daraisa, Umar Savar Mashuch Dirabanan. All right, so what's the path? So what's the machlokas here? So we said as follows. A Mashuch is in a nutshell included with Ger, right? Katan Shavarzmano. Right? All these individuals are individuals, presumably, who were supposed to have a Bris Mila and it didn't happen, but the Mila is required Midaraisa, right? The Katan Shavar's Mano, that's the Raisa. You've got to have a Bris Mila, right? All these individuals only have a Bris Mila during the day, right? So that's the Tanakam. Rav Elazar ben Rav Shimon says, no, if it's Bizmano, then it's got to be during the day. And if it's Shelo Bizmano, then it's at night, right? So presumably what's going on here is that one of them holds, right, that Mashuch is Daraisa, right? And that's why it's included with Katan, etc. And that's the Tanakama, presumably. And Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, no. Right? Bizmano has the Mila during the day, but Shelo Bizmano by night. What's the machlokes? Are you including mashuch with that original group? Right? Does mashuch get included with a cut in Shavar's mano? Am I reading this correct? Is that sound correct?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's
I mean, do you include it with a cut in Shavar's mano? And we realize it's like, whoa, that grouping is not right. Right? Don't group those people together. It's bismano shlovas mano.
Why would it say shlovas mano is not the oraisa though? Right, it seems to say that there's group A and group B, one's the oraisa, one's not.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so you could say, all right, mashuch is not the oraisa, but a katan is 10 years old, is it still the oraisa?
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's machlokes. Elazar is the rabban, right?
He's saying it's the rabban when a 10-day-old boy is.
No, meaning, I think what the pshat is, we're going to have to, the Gemara will discuss whether this is really correct or not correct, but at least in the Havamina, the Gemara seems to be saying that this machlok, why did Elazar and Rav Shimon argue? No, but Zmano is only the day and Shlomo is Zmano at night. One possibility is, he's saying, because you can't make this distinction or this grouping of Mashuch and Gershon is Geyer and Katan, Shavar Zmano, is not a correct grouping. Because
right.
Mashuch can't go together with that group.
It's really Mashuch. Right. It's really Mashuch that's involved.
Right, the Mashuch is the only issue here, right? Everyone else is the Raisa, right? But the Mashuch doesn't fit. So Rav Shimon said, no. That can't be the distinction here. The distinction must be a Zmano, Shalob Zmano.
So Rav Shimon, he's agreeing right with Rav Huna, right? That the Mashuch is only...
Dirabana. Exactly. Right. That must be the assumption. Right. That's the Gemara assumes at this point. We'll pick up from here tomorrow. But assuming that's at least the half a minya at this point.